In the depths of an Atlanta forest, a clash between activists and authorities ends in tragedy. I'm Matthew Scherr, and on my new podcast, We Came to the Forest, we expose the hidden truths behind a shootout that left one activist dead and countless lives forever changed. Binge all episodes of We Came to the Forest ad-free on Wondery Plus.
I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again. Listen to Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast is not real, but it is a proud member of the Skin Shrimp, whoops, read that wrong, the Earwolf Network. And it really is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. If you send a letter or package to Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642, care of Arnie Niekamp, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon, they'll make sure it gets shoved through that portal behind the Burger King and to Arnie and his friends at the Vermilion Minotaur. And enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to this podcast before, this is what's going on. You probably got it from a podcatching software that sends the audio file to your computer or maybe directly to your phone, and then you hit play, and that goes through your listening device, earphones, or I guess you could just play it directly from the phone. And so this audio thing, so it's not just this one audio file, though. It's a series of audio files that are on a sort of a feed, so you can subscribe to that, and then you can get numerous episodes, a serialized version of these episodes from your podcatching software. Probably iTunes, maybe Stitcher, maybe Google Play, something like that. So that's really all you need to know. And I'm joined, as always...
What's gotten into you?
What's that?
What's gotten into you?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
That was the first time any of this show has made sense to me.
Yeah, I finally get it.
You finally understand the show?
Why haven't you been saying that?
You understand this show set in a magical world that I am uploading back to Earth, the world I've come from?
Yeah, that was succinct. It was clear. It was everything I wanted.
Great. Well, I'll start saying that every week.
Pod catching software.
Stitcher. And I'm joined, as always, by these fucking goons. Chunt, the king of the badgers.
Bling blong.
Bling blong?
Yeah, it's...
Just adding some L's to your catchphrase?
Why the L not?
Oh, that's true. And I am also joined by the wizard Usidor.
I, of course, am Usidor, and I couldn't be happier to be here with my good friends Arnold and my friend Chunt. I, this evening, we shall interview the most interesting person you have ever met. I, Arnold, on the use your amazing podcatching software, for Arnold has some treat in store for you, some denizen of Foon that you cannot even imagine, so and so bizarre and strange that even I, who has seen so much Foon, shall be dazzled by this person.
Yeah, I gotta say, after that intro, I am more ready than ever to talk to someone to help interview. I am pumped.
Yeah, again, if you're new to the podcast every week, you know, we're in this magical tavern and we have guests on and I interview them and learn more about the world of Foon.
Well, you're going back to the old intro. You might as well just say year and some change.
A year and some change. A year and a half. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King. Look, guys, what I'm saying is I try to change it up, but there are certain things. Look, when people listen to this podcast, there's one stretch of talking that they want to hear. And if they don't hear that stretch
Usidor's
of talking...
name.
No, I'm talking about the part where I describe the podcast and how about a year and a half ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift. I use that to upload a podcast that I record every week here in the town.
Why do you say slight signal? I feel like it's, with all the stuff we get, it's pretty strong.
We do get, it's very intermittent. That's the weird thing.
What?
Oh, Usidor, you fell asleep.
Oh, sorry, I was asleep for a few minutes. So.
Wow, he sat up at 90 degrees.
He did, you just shot. I'm surprised you didn't shoot out of the roof.
Oh, so luckily I did not.
Yeah, oh boy. Well, anyway, I don't have a guest this week. I wasn't able to get a guest for the podcast. It's just us.
Boys night.
Boys night.
Boys night.
Yeah, the tavern, I mean, lately it's been very busy, like busier than usual in kind of a weird way. But for some reason, the last couple days, it's just been almost completely empty.
Aye, there has been much more traffic in and out of the tavern, for there are dark forces afoot. Men in dark cloaks and women with ill intentions. Elves with naught but evil in their eyes and dwarves sharpening their axes with a thirst for blood.
Why is that? Is it just because there's sort of some political unrest in Foon in general?
The Dark Lord's machinations. Oh. And now with good King Albane Belleroth passed away, what chance have all the little children and animals in Foon to survive? For surely soon there shall be war.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Seems like it. Well, look, guys, we don't have a guest this week. We can spend some time together. You know, you guys get yourself a drink. I'll get myself a little red potion. And we have all of these emails and packages. Let's not just have a boys' night. Let's have a letters and packages night.
Letters and packages night.
Letters and packages night.
Letters and packages night.
Usador, what's up with you?
What is up with me? I'll tell you what's up with me. I am not going to speak aloud when so many dark and devious sorts are circling about the tavern with their hoods pulled over their faces, with their chicanery and their evil plannings going on. I shall protect myself, and I shall wait until one of them makes a mistake.
So you're just going to whisper the rest of the podcast?
I might.
Oh, great. Well, let's dig into some of these packages. Chunt, do you have any packages?
I got a big package here. Let's see. This is from Tori. Hi, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador. Greetings from the far-off land of Dallas, Texas, where our summers are nearly as warm as Vishtosh. I hope this package finds you well and everything is going well in Foon. So here's some... Pass out your little... There's little packages within the package. Arnie, I got you a mug reminding you that even if you can't be with your daughter, you're still a great dad.
Oh, I got a mug that says, I'm a dad. What's your superpower? That is awesome. I'm going to put my red potion into this mug.
That's so charming.
She also got you some Watte Burger spicy ketchup, which is
Thank
nice.
You. I can try to make the food here a little more palatable by putting this on top of it.
She says, Usador, I got you a magic mug. Fill it with hot water and you'll see.
Oh, let's see. It's got words on the outside. It says, Doctor Who.
Who?
What's the answer?
There is no answer. It's a popular sort of magical creature from Earth.
Doctor what?
No, it's a doc. His name is just the Doctor.
Doctor what?
What
Dr.
sort of magical Hal? What sort of magical powers does he have?
Well, he has time traveling powers.
Oh,
so he's
good.
Sort of like Can the Wizard, only not as cool.
Okay, go with that.
Chunt, your mug and gift both reflect how kingly you are. I didn't know if you already had a royal scepter, so in case you didn't, now you do. And I got a mug here that says it's good to be king. With a little crown. And I got a royal scepter.
All right.
I'll whack you in the face here.
I feel like, so mine is I'm a dad, what's your superpower? Chunt, yours is about being a king.
Mm-hmm.
Usador, I feel like first of all, these are awesome. But it also feels like they're sort of like, I don't know what to get Usador. I like Doctor Who. I'll send him a Doctor Who mug.
Well, but you say he's a wizard of sorts.
He is a sort of wizard of sorts. That's true.
So that's, I see the parallel.
Yeah, and he's a wizard of sorts. He's delightful, but he's also like... been around forever.
Oh, we share much in common.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Tori. That was wonderful of you. I'm gonna get some king's juice in my mug.
All right. Hey, let's look at some of these emails that I've gotten. Again, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. We've kind of gotten really behind on emails lately. I try to read all of them. And I'm sorry, we'll never be able to read all of them on the podcast.
Oh, I can help you with reading. Oh, you can read them.
I can read.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay, here's one. Greetings and good tidings. I have the most common name on Earth, Mike Smith.
Billy Yum Yum too. Oh.
Yeah, Mike Smith, which I know is not one of the names that we've said are the names on Earth.
So who is this charlatan?
To make matters worse, my father is John Smith. This most common name has been a curse, and I hereby challenge Usador to any competition he may have for his name. Such a name would be the end of a lifelong quest to climb out of mediocrity. And since I'm probably a better wizard than him, oh boy.
Oof.
The Dark Lord would not be much hassle for me. Peace out, Foon folk, from Mike Smith. Mike Smith, what's your name, buddy?
Mike Smith.
Usador, you're not using it. I feel like you're not. I feel like you got this long name. I feel like you're not using it right now lately.
No. Let's understand something here. Your name is Mike Smith. That's it. What sort of crap-ass wizard is named Mike Smith? I dare you to come to Foon.
Yeah, tell him.
You come here and I shall engage you in the greatest wizard battle there has ever been.
Yeah, wizard fight.
Wait, I just lied because there'd only be one wizard in that fight.
Yes.
It would be the lamest of wizard fights, for I would smite you. I would turn you into a flock of seagulls and
kill
then
him.
I would
a
set
flock
the
of seagulls
on fire and then I would take the ashes of what's left of those birds and I would create a clay sculpture of your face and then I would write dick on the face and then I would punch the clay sculpture and then I would bury it in the ground
and then run so far away.
I would run so far.
And you know what else, Mike? Why don't you bring your dad, John Smith, tell him to meet me just around the river bend and I'm going to knock him out cold.
Look, let's not get on the wrong side of the Smiths, all right? We're going to make them sad.
Sorry, we got a little worked up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on in their life.
You're right.
They can have any kind of. He can have a girlfriend in a coma.
I feel dizzy.
Yes, you're right. They're just people made out of meat, and meat is murder.
Yeah, that's true. But here's the thing, Usador. That challenge seems kind of impossible. Do you have an email challenge for Mike Smith for your name?
An email challenge?
A challenge between you and Mike Smith to see if he can win your name.
And Mike Smith, I'm really sorry that I feel like we really marred your name.
I suppose if he were to email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies, is that our email address?
That is our email address. I don't mention it very often.
magictavern@puppies.supplies. If he were to email us again and say, oh, I don't know, show me a picture of the amazing magical rocks he's collected, or...
I do not encourage him to send you a picture of his rocks.
Or perhaps, destroying some great structure with his staff or his wand.
I do not want to see. I'm the one that's going to have to look at these pictures.
Or perhaps,
don't send a picture of your staff or your wand.
Perhaps even if he was able to some way use his magical powers to... find just some random object or a normal object, your cucumber, and sit on it and make it disappear.
Okay, yes. Mike Smith, send us a picture of you sitting on a cucumber and making it disappear, and you can have Usador's full name.
And I challenge his dad, John Smith, to a painting contest. We'll see who can paint with more colors of the wind.
And I actually want to say something to the Smiths just in general. If there's something you want to try... ask me. I won't say no. How could I?
Excellent point.
Hey,
all right.
Let's take a quick break. I'm going to get a little more red potion in this I'm a Dad, What's Your Superpower mug. And Usador, what hot drink are you drinking?
Some hot cider.
Ooh.
Decided it was the middle of summer. Time for some hot cider.
Perfect.
Yes, in my Doctor Who mug.
I'm going to get some more King's juice in my It's Good to Be King.
Oh, look! This blue box disappeared here and appeared on the other side.
This is Blemish, the new ruler of the Vermilion Minotaur. Come every night for food and drink and conspiracy. We now have a kid's menu. If you enjoy eating children, the Vermilion Minotaur, located on Blade Row.
What's up, guys? It's your girl Kiki, and my podcast is back with a new season. And let me tell you, it's too good. And I'm diving into the brains of entertainment's best and brightest, okay? Every episode, I bring on a friend and have a real conversation. And I don't mean just friends. I mean the likes of Amy Poehler, Kel Mitchell, Vivica Fox. The list goes on. And now I have my own YouTube channel. So follow, watch, and listen to Baby, This Is Kiki Palmer on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Watch full episodes on YouTube and you can listen to Baby, This Is Kiki Palmer early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery. And where are my headphones? Because it's time to get into it. Holla at your girl!
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In our next season, I'm telling the story of four American rock climbers who were kidnapped by rebel militants in the remote mountains of Kyrgyzstan. The group was taken at gunpoint and forced to hike through brutal terrain under the cover of night to avoid detection by the Kyrgyz army. With little to no food or water provided by their captors, the young climbing team had to struggle through severe dehydration and hunger. Finally, they realized they would have to fight for their lives to escape. It's a thrilling story of survival in the face of violence and terror, and doing whatever it takes to make it home alive. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.
Imagine this. You help your little brother land a great job abroad. But when he arrives, the job doesn't exist. Instead, he's trapped in a heavily guarded compound, forced to sit at a computer and scam innocent victims, all while armed guards stand by with shoot-to-kill orders. Scam Factory, the explosive new true crime podcast from Wondery, exposes a multi-billion dollar criminal empire operating in plain sight. Told through one family's harrowing account of sleepless nights, desperate phone calls, and dangerous rescue attempts, Scam Factory reveals a brutal truth. The only way out is to scam their way out. Follow Scam Factory on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Scam Factory early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This came with the packages, but it's more of a letter in shape. And if you open it here, here we go. There's a thick card underneath and then a note on top of those.
Oh, there's more, I see.
Yes. Hey, Arnie, Usador, and Chunt. My sister and I are huge fans of the podcast. After hearing the news about King Albane's passing, I felt the need to send cards of sympathy to Tom Blaine and Princess Aurelia. Could you by chance pass these along to them? And don't worry, I didn't give away what really happened. I also have to ask, did doves cry when King Albane passed as was prophesized? Love always, Shelby. Yes, of course the doves cried. We really dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I've gotten a few emails, I don't have them in front of me, where people asking if Tom Blaine did the thing that he had to do after his father, King Albane, dies.
The bat dance?
Going into a cave and doing the bat dance.
Yes, yes, I'd
forgotten about that one myself. I'm sure you guys didn't, because that's just common Foon lore.
Well, sure, yeah. With Tom Blaine being undercover, I don't know if he did it or not. He might have done it in secret.
You know, I gotta be honest, Tom Blaine Belleranth is deep undercover in Shrike right now, you know, trying to spy on the Baron. And I don't even know if he knows his father is dead yet.
Are you telling this us?
We know that.
Look, I'm just saying. I like to sometimes throw out things. I like to call you your name, Usador, and I like to call you Chunt, like in a natural way that people always do. Like, this is just normal
this
talk.
This is natural Arnie?
Yeah, this is natural Arnie.
I hate it.
Here are the cards for Trachea Aurelia and the first one here is for Tom Blade. In the loss of your father, it's a very beautiful eggshell-colored card with leaves on the front that are falling. Tom, though there's so little one can do or say, may it help to know that others care. In deepest sympathy. And then that part is printed by as if a printing press had done it. And then underneath, written in handwriting, is, at least your father died peacefully. And in no way was murdered by a curse placed on the king of the badgers being transferred to him. Shelby.
Sounds good. Checks out.
Good, good misdirection.
Pretty subtle. I also like the leaves on the front falling. It looks like there's all seven of them. I want to watch them fall.
And the card for Princess Trachea Aurelia on the front says, congrats!
Oh.
It has some stars, purple ones and gold ones. It's very beautiful. Very amazing printing. Your world is very good at creating objects.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's almost like we've got industries around all of these things.
Yes, yes. This is not handmade?
No. There are, I'm going to tell you, that card, right, that says congrats with all the stars on
it's
the front?
Amazing.
There are thousands upon thousands of identical cards to that in my world.
How do they get it the same every time?
Do you have machines? There's just a magical box that just poops them out.
Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Also, how are there that many things on Earth that warrant congrats? Earth sounds amazing.
I mean, we're just really too quick to congratulate things.
Oh.
Princess Trachea, you deserve every ounce of happy you feel right now. Now that your father is dead, all your dreams can come true, Shelby.
Wow, Shelby, that's a very validating message. If next time we see either of those two, we'll make sure to pass along your card. I love that, guys. If anyone wants to send us cards or messages to any of the characters in Foon.
Characters?
A bit of a character, be honest.
Are.
Come on.
If they want to send it to any of the people in Foon that we've met so far, like, we can't promise we'd get to them quickly, but yeah, send along. They don't have to just send stuff to us.
And if it's,
stop sending stuff for Chunt. Hey, you know what? I got another email here. People send in all these emails with these really important questions. Here's one from Clint Chalak. I'm sorry, Clint, if I'm pronouncing that wrong. Clint Chalak here. Who has more teeth, Usador or a Chunt? Between the two, who has more fine cutlery? Thanks, Clint.
I think I would win on both counts. I have drawers and drawers full of teeth back home. And cutlery, yes, I have every type of fork ever created.
When you told people to stop sending stuff to me, why did you say that?
I don't know. I'm just as an example.
Do you have jealousy on Earth?
Do I? Yes. Oh, we do have jealousy on Earth.
I feel like people should continue to send me stuff.
And no,
if they want to send
me
a card and perhaps think it's my birthday, put 5 gold coins in there like my grandma used to do.
Yeah.
And that would be nice.
Yeah, no, I'm. Please keep sending stuff to Chunt.
Is your grandmother still with us?
No, she lives somewhere else.
Okay.
I got an email here. This is to chunt@gmail.com. Of course, Chunt with 6 T's. This is from Rachel Lobo. It says, hello from Canada. Hi, Arnie, Usador, and Chunt. My name is Rachel. I am from a part of Earth called Canada. You've told us before.
Yeah,
about Canada.
I
adore the podcast. Getting to hear from the three of you all the way in Foon is a highlight of my week. I have a question for Chunt. I know that you have become a king of the badgers, but you are a shapeshifter. If you decide to sleep with a non-badger, does that mean that you are no longer able to be king of the badgers?
Good question. I get a lot of emails about that, actually.
Oh, I'm afraid to ask them. I assume if
do
I...
Here's my question. Yeah. Do the badgers know that you are not even really a badger? You are just in the form of a badger.
They know I am a shapeshifter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they were taking pity on me when they knew I was cursed and dying.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, well, let's give them the king spot. It won't last long.
Yeah, well,
now they're
king
stuck
for a while.
You.
Yeah, and now it's like, you know, the king is going to live a while, so...
But yeah. Do you worry that the badgers are a little impatient that you're still alive?
I don't... Sometimes I'll wake up and I'll be in my, you know, my sort of corner hovel, and I'll wake up and I'll see one of them over me with, like, a knife. And then when I wake up, they're like, oh, just bringing you some food. And they're, like, putting some butter on it.
Oh,
and
I'm like, how nice.
And I'm like, where's the food and butter? And they're like, I forgot that.
Yeah.
And so they'll run back.
And you're like, why are you buttering it over your head?
Yeah, I don't know. So it is a weird thing, but
John,
but they
be
seem
careful.
Happy.
Be careful, buddy.
No, I got it.
All right.
You don't butter things over your head?
I don't butter things over my head.
What if you drop some of the butter?
It falls on the ground.
Oh, what a waste of butter.
That you'd rather have it in your hair?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, let's have another email here. Hello, Arnie, Usador, and Chunt. I'm Eve from Kansas City. I've been wanting to find a new place to move for some time now. Foon sounds amazing. However, I do have one concern. I'm a trans woman, and I was wondering the public opinion on people like me. So far, Foon seems to be super chill and open, but you never know. Is physical transition simplified by magic, or is it an expensive and slow process like on Earth? Are people going to dictate what chamber pots I use? Are my job opportunities going to be limited? Thank you ahead of time for your answers. Sincerely, Eve. I guess I maybe have to explain what trans is on my world. And I, first of all, before I say anything, I want to apologize if I accidentally use any kind of wrong terminology or something. But my basic understanding is people are born one physical gender. They feel and believe that they are truly another gender. And so through various means and to various degrees, transition to the gender they believe they are.
Oh, we have that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we have a saying where we believe that if you're trans and you whatever you want to become, you are that. The phrase, as we say it, is trans am.
Trans am?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I like that a lot.
So instead of saying, like, I am trans, you would say trans am. And that's you're just taking ownership of you as a person and human and personality.
Wow. So the trans people in Foon are, like, the coolest people on the road.
Yeah. I guess some of them, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they maybe get more speeding tickets.
Maybe. Now, you said this young lady's name was Eve?
Eve, yes.
Oh, that's a lovely name. Yes, of course you would be accepted here. We would love to have you come to the Vermilion Minotaur. And often there are even people who switch back and forth, such as Chunt himself. He is a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
But yes, yes, of course. All people are welcome to be whatever makes them feel most proper.
Yeah, if you're trans or if you're a former trans, like a transformer, you are welcome... You are welcome anywhere in Foon. I mean, there's no discrimination.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Even what if they're really deceptive?
And con artists? So I will not settle for a Decepticon in my presence.
Look, there's a lot of bad things about Foon, like a lot of child death. The food is uniformly awful, except for a little bit I've had in the South.
How dare you?
But you know what I mean? Like, I love how sort of accepting the people of Foon, for the most part, are about, you know, people being people.
Now, there are still issues. There are still people with small minds that we cannot control.
Yeah.
Certainly, you saw that the sheriff herself had a very difficult time, mm-hmm. and was herself disguised as a man for a long period of time.
Yeah.
For those who are around her in law enforcement did not accept her.
Yeah, that's
true. So there is still inequality, and we shall fight to overcome it.
Also, I mean, and you know, Usador is racist against orcs.
That is not true. They are evil. They're all evil. Every single last one of them.
All 20,000 roaring orcs?
All 20,000 roaring orcs. And if they come up onto my lawn again, and that their cart's doing donuts and leave mess up my lawn, I swear to Foo.
Also, I'm going to own this. I'm still coming to terms with sword sex. I'm still coming to terms with how that works, but that's something for me to work on.
You gotta put that stuff behind you. Like, I have an orc friend. I know. He's dating a friend of mine. Her name's Mindy. And when orc and Mindy come around, I feel like it's just a beautiful thing. Like, they're just going to make these beautiful babies, and I just feel like it's a really cool, unique thing.
Oh, great. You're that guy that, I've got that one orc friend, and that I feel like...
He's not here right now.
I'm perfect.
I have an orc friend.
Totally enlightened. I've got one orc friend.
I'll own this. I am intolerant of evil.
I have an email here from Monroe. It says, "Hey, baby, dearest Badger Me Fingies, my name is Samuel, and I'm a Spaniard. Spain is a kingdom that is over 4,000 miles away from Chicago. Yes, it's literally..."
I say Chicago almost every episode of this podcast.
Or maybe I'm not listening. "Yes, it literally is a kingdom in Earth in 2016. Anyway, just thought you guys would like to know that you're reaching a global audience on Earth, even among those who have humanish as a non-primary language. What do you know about... can you tell us a little bit about Spain?"
I don't know that much about Spain. It's on a continent called Europe. And
is that like hey, Europe, like whoever's going next in that?
Well, it's in a continent called Europe, and they are sort of a collection of countries, and they have all, you know,
Who's collecting them?
They sort of all got together, each other, sort of feeling like if all these countries were together in some sort of union, that they would be better off all together, and they will all stay together forever.
So on Earth,
none of them are going to exit.
Countries can form a union?
Yeah.
They can get married?
Sort of, yeah. So it's a big old marriage of countries. They're all happy together.
Wow.
But they're never going to get
divorced.
Nobody
will ever leave.
No one will leave.
Thank you for talking about Earth stuff, but you avoided Chun's question.
Which was?
Is it like Europe?
Yes.
Not even a joke, just an observation.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
And also, he says here, "Tell Usador his name sounds even more awesome in Spanish."
Oh.
Well, I would like to hear that. If someone, Monroe or whoever, would like to send us Usador's name, a recording of that in an email, can they do that? Is that a thing?
I would love...
In different languages?
Look, as I've said, the Wi-Fi signal we get is a little bit spotty. It's weird, the things that do come through and the things that get blocked. It's almost, some people would say, weirdly convenient. But if you've got a cool accent, you're from another country, you record yourself saying Usador's name, I want to hear it.
Yes, please send it to us.
I would love to hear it soon, because Mike Smith might end up taking Usador's name away.
It's not impossible, but it's unlikely.
So Usador's got to fight Mike Smith. I got to fight John Smith. Arnie, are you and Arno ever going to face off?
You know what? It has been more than half a year.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to, like, it's almost like I don't want to say it because I don't want to bring it into existence. Arnor is supposed to come back and kill me, and I'm sure I don't have more feats than him yet.
Oh, it's possible that he's trapped in some dungeon Eden now. preparing to escape and add another amazing feat to his list of feats.
And you know he's going to show up and just, like, point at you and be like, you're up.
Guys, I feel like we've barely read any letters or opened any packages on Letters and Packages Night.
Because you've been talking the whole time.
I mean,
Big Mouth strikes again.
Oh, great. Let's quick rip through a couple emails here. Let's see. Here. First, I have to say Usador is awesome and my favorite person on the podcast. Wrong. But I noticed something strange today. In the early episodes, Usador refers to himself as Grandmaster of Light and Shadow, but now he just says Master of Light and Shadow. Did something happen? Or is it just to save time? Thank you for taking time to read my nonsense. Keep up the great work, Cody.
Yeah, when you said Grandmaster for just like a flash, and then it went to just Master.
That's right. I felt it was just ostentatious.
So you weren't demoted? It was a personal choice?
I was not demoted. It was a personal choice. I am the Master of Light and Shadow. To say it is grand is very true.
Sure.
But unnecessary.
Is there a level of Light and Shadow mastery above Grandmaster?
No.
Like Great Grandmaster?
No. I'm it. That's it. I'm on top.
You're on top.
I'm on top, baby.
I got an email here from Chris Miel Beatty. It says, hi, Chunt. My husband, who is a secondhand listener to my podcast, has taken to calling our cat Chunt. See attached picture of our cat, Aang. This has triggered me to wonder, Chunt, have you ever been a cat? I have not been a cat. That would be something I would be interested in.
There's a lot of cats around here.
Yeah.
You could become a cat.
Yeah.
You could live amongst the cats that follow and work for Blemish.
Ooh.
You could be kind of a cat spy.
Yeah. Ooh, and I'd have so many memories.
Yeah, and you would be, you know, you could learn more about Blemish. You should think about doing it.
Yeah, but then I might not be king of the badgers.
Who's Blemish?
Blemish runs the... Blemish is that creepy dwarf that
the guy
runs...
Every time he talks, the cat comes out of his mouth.
Yeah, the boy.
Would I have to come out of Blemish's mouth if I became a cat?
It's
because I did not sign up for
it
that.
It is possible. Think about it.
Ah, boy. I'll think.
Think about becoming a feline zealot. All right, one last email. My name is Wes, and I, like Arnie, dwell in the land of America. My sophomore English teacher, also a big fan of the podcast, showed my class this podcast. I, among others, took fast to it and have been caught all the way up until now. Great. I'm glad that this podcast is finally being taught in school.
So educational.
That teacher should be fired.
It has spread like a plague through our early college. Arnie, I'm sure, is familiar with the rock band called the Foo Fighters. Has there been a moment where you, Arnie, have mentioned them? No. And if not, on next week's episode, is there a way to work it into the podcast? All right, Wes, I will mention the Foo Fighters in next week's episode. Thank you for the countless laughs and the great fun each week. I hope that Arnie can get back home to his wife and daughter, your fan, Wes.
The Foo Fighters?
Nope.
The Fighters of Foon?
Guys.
Next week.
Next week.
Well, that's enough of the storytelling equivalent of dropping a bag of ball bearings into a cage with an angry hamster. Because remember, none of that really happened. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young, the man whom they say is the reason microphones have gain control. Chunt the King of the Badgers was played by... Whoops, sorry, I just lost interest in what I was doing, but kept doing it anyway, a trick I learned from Adil Rafai. And Blemish, the creepy temporary caretaker of the Vermilion Minotaur, was played by real-life creepy temporary caretaker, Martin Wilson. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Evan...
We have another distress call from the Grassforn Galaxy.
Yes, the one where Trisha 8049 is stranded with that Kern guy. Go ahead and play it.
Hello, is anybody out there? This is Kern from the... From the Grassforn Galaxy, I have a major announcement to make. I'm in love! It happened last night. Trisha and I finally did the deed. I walked her home, which her room is just 5 feet away from mine, and I walked her to her cot, and I said my feelings. It felt so good, and she looked at me, and she gave me the sign, and I kissed her on the lips, and it was glorious, and she's so wonderful and beautiful and lovely and smart and kind, and I really, really hope that someone here is listening, because I want the whole Grassforn Galaxy to know this, that she's the best person in the world. I love Trisha. Oops, okay, maybe I shouldn't drop the L-bomb so quickly. But I feel that way, you know? These feelings are real. Anyway, this is not a distress call. It's more of like a, more of a happy call. Peace out.
Well, that love story is moving at a glacial pace.
I think it's kind of sweet.
Ah, that must be my next appointment. She's a few weeks later than usual. Must make a note of that.
I could have cleaned this place up if I knew we were going to have guests. I
mean... You may enter the inner sanctum.
Excuse me. I'm here about the internship.
Trisha?
Yeah. Hi. I'm Trisha.
Welcome, Trisha. Why don't you come this way and we'll begin the interview process?
It would mean an awful lot to me to get this internship. I'd practically kill for this kind of opportunity.
Oh, yes. I'm sure you have... would follow me.
I'm really confused. Maybe finishing the post-show credits will calm me down. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rafchin. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and thanks to Earwolf.
Okay, Craig. Trish is filling out her V1 form. That should keep her busy for a while.
Why are you letting her back in here after she almost killed you? Isn't she supposed to be in another galaxy right now?
Oh, Craig, you credulous buffoon. That was Trisha 8049. This is Trisha 8050, our next Trisha.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That room full of dead Trishas. I should have probably asked about that before now.
It usually doesn't end well, but I'm an eternal optimist.
Okay, I see what's happening here.
It may all seem strange to you, Craig, but these cloning experiments are super important and super secret.
Well, then should we be recording this?
Oh, don't worry. No one listens this far into the credits anyway. And for anyone whose morning commute is actually this long, their soul has been far too crushed to sort out this conspiracy.
Everybody, we have some exciting news that we want to share. If you want to go on an adventure with Generation Y, we'd love for you to join us. January 26th through the 30th, 2026, we'll be sailing from Miami to the Bahamas on Wondery's first ever true crime cruise aboard the Norwegian Joy. Aaron and I will be there to chat, hang out, dive into all things true crime, and we're thrilled to be joined by some familiar voices in the true crime podcasting world. Serti and Hannah from Red Handed, Sashi and Sarah from Scamfluencers, and Carl Miller from Kill List. Super excited to hang out with them too. We got some cool activities, interactive mysteries we can solve, testing our forensic skills with a blood spatter expert, and so much more. So for some sun, fun, and just the right amount of mystery solving, come join us.
Ready to jump on this seriously epic adventure? Book your cabin right now at exhibitccruise.com.